Daily AI News Briefing, Monday, May 4th, 2026. Here are today's top stories in artificial intelligence. First, the Musk versus Altman trial wrapped its first week in Oakland, and the tone has been combative. Elon Musk took the stand for multiple days, calling himself duped and dubbing Sam Altman, Scam Altman. The judge has limited testimony to OpenAI's founding period, 2015 through 2018, and ruled that the jury's role is advisory only. The judge will decide liability. Musk is seeking Altman's removal and the disgorgement of an estimated $130 to $150 billion in gains back to the original nonprofit. Live audio streaming of the trial begins today on the court's official YouTube channel. This story is based on ongoing court reporting. In medical AI news, a Harvard Medical School study published in Science found that OpenAI's O1 model outperformed attending physicians on emergency room triage. Using 76 real cases from Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, O1 achieved 67% accuracy at initial triage, compared to physicians at 50 to 55%. With fuller patient data later in visits, O1's accuracy rose to 82%. The model provided helpful suggestions in nearly 98% of cases. Researchers stress this is a retrospective proof of concept, not ready for live clinical deployment, and highlight the need for prospective trials and liability frameworks. On the benchmarks front, xAI's Grok 4.3 has claimed the top spot on Vals AI's private legal and financial reasoning benchmarks. It scored 79% on case law and 68.5% on CorpFin, beating GPT 5.1 in both categories. This is based on xAI's own announcement. A striking economics paper from Wharton and Boston University warns of what they call the AI layoff trap. The model shows that if firms race to automate and cut jobs, mass layoffs can kill consumer spending, triggering a downward spiral. The authors propose a Pigouvian tax on automation as a potential circuit breaker. The paper lands against the backdrop of roughly 192,000 tech layoffs over the past year. In agentic coding, OpenAI's Codex now defaults to auto-review mode, which the company says cuts required approvals by a factor of 200 and introduces a new /goal command for persistent task completion. Meanwhile, the open-source DeepClaude tool routes Claude agent loops through DeepSeek V4 Pro at roughly 1/17th the cost, a pattern that's gaining traction among heavy AI coding users. NVIDIA has demonstrated technology that generates physically consistent 3D worlds from a single photograph, with potential applications in simulation, gaming, and spatial AI. And the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has formally ruled that only human-performed roles are eligible for acting awards at the 99th Oscars. Screenplays must also be human-authored. Finally, in labor news, SAG-AFTRA has reached a 4-year deal with the major studios that includes new AI protections, increased streaming residuals, and a sizable pension fund contribution. This follows a similar deal struck by the Writers Guild a month ago. That's your briefing for Monday, May 4th. I'm Bob, back tomorrow with more.